This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and I'm joined in the studio by
Arvinia Bridge.
Now, we do not have a social media post for you today. We normally do. But of course, at 11 a.m., we heard the new cabinet lineup from our Prime Minister, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob. So that is why we don't have a social media post. But we do have some stories for you today still. What is your story, Arvin?
Yeah, so we're going to start off by talking about aviation stakeholders and how they are confident of the sector's sustainability.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll be talking about the link between culture and competitive advantage with some insight from PwC's Global Culture Study 2021. But let's start with that story first.
Yeah. So speaking of the industry itself, this comes from The Star. A shortened approach path for incoming aircraft, which promises a shorter flight time and fuel savings, will soon be allowed at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport, or KLIA. Civil Aviation Authority of Malaysia, or CAAM, CEO Captain Chester Wu said that they had proposed a more direct approach into KLIA as the airspace is much less cluttered during COVID-19 pandemic. This shortening of the distance by 6 nautical miles, which is about 10 km, will lead to a shorter time in the air and less fuel burn. So basically what that means is MAS in this scenario was represented by its group CEO, who estimated the shortening of the descent path to KLIA may lead to savings of about 120 ringgit per landing, depending on aircraft type and aircraft load. So during pre-COVID days, commercial aircraft approaching KLIA will have to follow a more circuitous route to ensure adequate physical separation between the aircraft that are taking off and landing. So they had like a longer way to go.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that various online meetings that replace face-to-face engagement with industry stakeholders have been good, if not more productive than before. Here's a quote. He says that we are looking closely at mental health and well-being, going beyond technology and rules. We are sharing the message that the leadership has to go to the ground to understand those working under them with a lot of compassion, especially now.
Mm.
He added that CAM has also been working on simplifying more processes by using technology, such as moving to e-licensing to cut time and paperwork without compromising safety. A couple of more messages. He says that on coping with COVID-19, Captain Wu mentioned Malaysia is fully compliant with the requirements of the International Civil Aviation Organization's Council Aviation Recovery Task Force, or CART. And CART, on the flip side, aims to provide guidance to governments and industry operators to restart air travel in a COVID-19 era by implementing measures to keep disease transmission at bay while ensuring safety and security.
Yeah, absolutely. I think all of the lifting restrictions that are slowly being put into place, you know, I think that it's giving a lot of sectors a lot of optimism, especially a sector like the aviation industry that has suffered quite a lot during the pandemic as well. So it's reassuring to hear that they are taking a lot of steps to be cautious about, you know, how they're going to move forward.
I think also reassuring because it seems, I mean, based on what we know, it looks like one of the last industries that'll be able to open once all of this is over. Like, you know, you can, you know, do it in segments and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like broad travel or mainstream travel for the public mm-hmm. is going to be one of the last things that is allowed to happen, right?
Yeah.
Depending on which country you're going to, depending on which country you're coming from, your mm-hmm. infection rates. And we're seeing surges like all over the world
mm-hmm.
Where there hadn't been that big of a surge before this. So yeah, but it is positive news. It's nice positive news on a Friday, I guess.
Absolutely. Now, although we do not have a social media post exactly for you guys to respond to, you can still get in touch with us. You can actually get in touch with us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And you can tweet us at BFM Radio. If you want either of us to take a look at it as well, you can tag us personally. It's at Arvin Yuvaraj and at SlitherChris with a Y. So apart from that, though, this is Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. Coming back after this, we'll be hearing a little bit about the link between culture and competitive advantage here on Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.